This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He introduced Himself in the Qur'an, in the greatest ayat of the Qur'an, ayat al-Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us and admonished us and gave us some advice. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, spend from what we have given you before a time comes where there will be no baya, there will be no khulla, there will be no shafa'a, there will be no trade, there will be no friendship, and there will be no intercession. And the people who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the transgressors, they are the zalimun. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to live by the code of ethics and morals and behavior, the deen of Islam, and to follow the advice that He gave us, and to follow the beautiful way of His Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because in that lies success for us in this dunya wal akhirah. I'm saying this to you because we come to the third part of the advice of Hatim al-Asam rahimahullahi ta'ala in the series of khutbahs, which is called Ace the Test, come first in the test. He began with the first part of the advice where he said, learn to love good deeds, not just do them, to love them. And whether you love them or not, look for the signs of that in your own life, in your behavior, in your priorities, in your intentions, in your timetable, in what you hold to be of value and not. Number two is to is to align our own desires to match what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants with us, so that we can live a life of complete and total happiness where we are fulfilling our own desires, but because our desires are aligned with what Allah wants, fulfilling your own desire becomes the means of you earning Jannah rather than the opposite of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, and this is what I mentioned to you, and I reminded myself and you in the last Jummah. Today we want to talk about the third part of it, where Hatim al-Asam rahmatullah alayhi gave this beautiful advice, and he said, make yourself and bring yourself and do tarbiyah of yourself in such a way that you love giving more than you love receiving. That you love giving more than you love receiving. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about this very carefully. I want to present for you two scenarios. One scenario is a person who loses $100. So he's got $100 in his wallet and he drops his wallet somewhere, or he's got $100 in his hand, in his pocket somewhere, his pocket got picked, or he just dropped it somewhere, it flew out of the window, whatever it was, he lost $100. You've got the same person who gets this absolutely fantastic tip about this new share that is coming onto the share market. This is a new company that is being floated, and it's a company that is being floated by somebody like, say, Elon Musk, who is a known very good investor, or it's one of Warren Buffett's companies, it's one of the Hathaway companies, somebody who you trust, you know his business acumen, and you've got this insider tip. I'm not asking you to do any insider trading, but I'm just saying somebody who knows the share and so who knows the thing, he gives you this tip, And the same person who lost $100 invests $100,000 in this share. So on the one hand, you got somebody who, the same person who dropped his $100 bill somewhere and it got lost. And the same person has now invested $100,000 in this script, in this share. Now, if you go to this person and say, what you felt for these two things, what did you feel? In both the cases, we are looking at, if you looked at this man's bank balance, when he lost $100, supposing that just, you know, if that would be registered in his bank balance, his bank balance would be whatever it was, minus 100, right? Minus 100. You ask him, how did you feel? He said, oh, I felt bad, it's 100 bucks. Yeah, maybe I can afford it, but you know, I don't like to lose money. I mean, I just lost it. I mean, I feel like a fool. Why? How come I lost this money, right? So his bank balance will show minus 100, but he lost it, so he feels bad about it. The same person, same bank balance, after he has paid for the script, his bank balance is going to show minus what? 100? No, 100,000. It's going to show 100,000 minus 100,000. You ask him, how do you feel? How do you feel losing $100,000? He will tell you, what are you talking about? I didn't lose $100,000. I invested $100,000. Right? What do you mean lose? You're nuts. So you say, no, hold on. Here is your bank balance. Here is your bank statement. See the sign, you know, this dash like this. I don't know whether you studied math or not in your school, but when you put a dash like that before a number, it means minus, negative. It came out of your... He will say, no, hold on. You are the guy who needs to study math. We're not talking about what came out. We are saying, what did it come out for? You understand the difference? We're not saying what came out or how much came out. What did it come out for? So I spend money and I call it an expenditure. What is the difference between an expenditure and an investment? In terms of the transaction, both are expenditure. Right? If you take the P&L account or you take the balance sheet or you take the bank statement, it will show as net cash outflow. That's what it's going to show. Here is my statement. Money came out of my bank. The bank statement does not show why it was spent. It just shows that this money came out of my account. So my account is now whatever it was less this amount of money. But when I'm looking at it, when I'm assessing it, when I'm taking, doing a statement of my financial health or my financial business acumen, call it what you want. If I'm auditing that, how would I account for this? What would I call it? Both are expense, but would I call, what's the difference between an expense and an investment? An expense is something which is really net cash outflow. It has gone, finished. I did not get any return for it. So an expense is something where I spend money and I do not get any return for it. The worst of it is actually losing the money because you got nothing at all for it. You just lost it. But even otherwise, it is an expense. I go buy myself a shirt. It's an expense. I got a shirt, sure, but you know. What's an investment? An investment is also spending, but it's an expense. It's a spend on which I get a return. So I'm unhappy losing $100, but I'm very happy having, within quotes, lost or spending $100,000 because I'm putting that $100,000 in something which I expect to give me a huge return. My brothers and sisters, I ask you to think about charity in this way, because that is what Rasulullah ﷺ taught us. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us. And that is the meaning of to learn to love giving more than receiving. Please understand, this is not a struggle. You will love giving more if you understand what is happening when you are giving. And you will realize that you are not giving at all. You are giving, but you are investing. It's not going away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you cannot reach the highest level of piety, al-birr, until you spend in the path of Allah that which you love the most. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you are spending and why and how and so on. When this ayat was revealed, one of the greatest companions of Rasulullah ﷺ, one of his greatest sahaba, Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, he came to Rasulullah ﷺ with some papers and said, Ya Rasulullah, I would like to give this in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I brought these papers. Nabi ﷺ saw them. He said, what is this? He said, these are the papers for my date garden, for my orchard, which was considered to be one of the most valuable pieces of real estate in Medina. It was a fully mature orchard with a huge yield. It had a well of sweet water in it. It was very, very thickly shaded. Rasulullah ﷺ sometimes used to go and sit on the parapet of that wall. It was so peaceful and cool. Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have brought this. I want to give this away in charity. Rasulullah ﷺ said, why do you want to give it in charity? He said, Ya Rasulullah, because I heard this ayat of Allah, which came from you, and that is, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you cannot reach the level of piety until you give in the path of Allah that which you love the most. And he said, among all my properties, this is what I love the most. This is the most valuable of the property that I have, the most valuable piece of real estate that I have. So I want to give this in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what was Abu Talha al-Ansari doing? Was he losing money? Does this sound like a story of somebody making a colossal mistake? Or does it sound like a story of somebody who understood the principle of investment so beautifully that he decided, this property I like so much, I want this for myself. So I am going to put it in a place where it will never be lost. And I will put it in a place where I will get now a return, and that return is what? مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ أَشَرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. The minimum return of that is 1000%, 10 times. 10 times. What can be better than that? What can be better than that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the one who plants one seed of corn, and from that grows a plant, and the plant has 7 years of corn, and each year has 100 seeds. So one seed gives him 700 seeds. 7 years, each year has 100 seeds. So one seed gives him 700. And then Allah said that Allah will لِيُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ يُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then increase it as he wishes in keeping with his majesty and grace. So it is not restricted to 700. 700 is just a number which is told to us to help us to understand in some small minute way the glory and magnificence and generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Investment. 1:10. Minimum. My Rabb jalla jalaluhu does not give less than that. 1:700, which he said, and then he did not restrict it to that. He said, Allah will give even more, in keeping with his majesty and grace. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ وَعَظَمَ أَجْرًا. Whatever you send before you, you will find it with your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu in a much better condition. Much better condition. Huge reward. Investment. How can you learn to love giving more than receiving? By understanding what is the meaning of giving. You will never love giving more than receiving as long as you have to struggle with giving. As long as you see giving as an expense, as a sacrifice. And that is why I say to people, think investment, don't think sacrifice. This is one of the problems of the way that we have taught Islam. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us for the way in which we have made the wus'at of the rahmah and of the maghfirah and of the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have taken this wus'at and made it mahdood. We have taken His glory and magnificence and we have constricted it and restricted it in line with our small minds and our small hearts. What do we say to people? We say, Deen ke liye khurbani kijiye. Deen ki raah mein khurbani kijiye. Apne maal ki khurbani kijiye. In Urdu, huh? In English, what do you say? Sacrifice for the sake of Allah. Sacrifice your wealth in the path of Allah. Let me ask you a very simple question. What is sacrifice? Please describe sacrifice for me. What is sacrifice? Can I, for example, say to you that, you know, you've got this lovely car, you've got this Maserati, you've got this Mercedes, you've got this, BMW or whatever it is you have. Can I say, and you are my very good friend, so can I say that I am going to sacrifice your car in the path of Allah? Right? Here is this person, here is the Sheikh who is telling us sacrifice in the path of Allah. So I say, Sheikh, I am ready. Mustaid, inshallah. Yes, what will you sacrifice? I will sacrifice his car. He has $1 million in the bank. I will sacrifice $500,000 from his account in the path of Allah. What will the Sheikh tell me? The Sheikh will tell me, hold on. How can you sacrifice something that does not belong to you? That money is that man's. You can maybe ask him to give it. But how can you give something that does not belong to you? So my submission to you is, please think about this. It's not semantics. I'm trying to help you understand this. So that you, from now onwards, from the minute you hear this khutbah, you will stop using the word qurbani, you will stop using the word sacrifice in the case of Islam. There's no sacrifice. Please understand this. Sacrifice is a bad word, dirty word, junk it, trash it, throw it, forget it. There's no sacrifice. Because my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, Huwa al-Qawiyyul Aziz, Huwa Rabbul Arshil Kareem, Huwa Khaliqu Samawati wal-Ard, Huwa Fatiru Samawati wal-Ard, Huwa Badi'u Samawati wal-Ard, Who ala kulli shayin qadir. He does not need your sacrifice. He owns everything, he has everything, it all belongs to him anyway. Forget sacrifice. And you know why? Two things. Any sacrifice, for whatever it is, anything, it must, for something to be a sacrifice, it must satisfy two conditions. First condition, the thing that you sacrifice must be yours. It must belong to you. I cannot sacrifice your wealth. I cannot sacrifice your time. I cannot sacrifice anything that belongs to you. And you cannot sacrifice anything that belongs to me. For me to sacrifice something, that thing must belong to me, must be mine, whole and soul. Number two, I must not get any return for it. I must not get any return for it. To use my earlier example, I invested $100,000 on this fantastic share, on this fantastic script, this fantastic share. Can I call it a sacrifice? The money was mine, so I gave it, but can I call it a sacrifice? You say, no. How is it a sacrifice? You are getting a return on this thing. You are getting a return on this thing. Can I go and buy a car for $1 million? I go buy a Ferrari, $1 million. And then I say, I sacrificed $1 million. He said, no, how did you sacrifice it? You got a Ferrari. You wanted this car, you bought this car. How is it a sacrifice? So for something to be a sacrifice, there has to be two conditions satisfied. One is, it must belong to you. And two is, you must not get a return for it. Now take this and apply this concept of sacrifice in infaq fi sabilillah. In spending in the path of Allah. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us? First and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Allah said, everything in the heavens and the earth. Every single thing in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. every blade of grass, every leaf on every tree, every bird and every feather on that bird, every cloud in the sky, every wave of the ocean, every gust of breeze, every atom of creation, every star, every sun, every moon, every planet, all that we know and all that we don't know, including you, including me, belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So if I belong to Allah, who do these glasses belong? Who does my money belong to? Who does my health belong to? Who does my time belong to? Who does my effort belong to? Everything belongs to Allah. I belong to Allah. My money belongs to Allah. My effort belongs to Allah. My energy belongs to Allah. My influence belongs to Allah. It is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْذِيُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِذُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. If I have izza, it is from Allah. I ask Allah to protect me from zillat. If I have hukuma, it is from Allah. If I have influence, it is from Allah. If I have authority, it is from Allah. If I have wealth, it is from Allah. If I have health and strength, it is from Allah. If I have wisdom, it is from Allah. Everything is from Allah. Right? First point. Second point. The ayat which I recited before you earlier. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ أَشْرُ أَمْثَالِ. The one who comes with one good deed, Allah will give him 10 likewise. What did I tell you? The two conditions for a sacrifice, for a qurbani. Two conditions. First condition, what you are giving must belong to you. Number two, what you give, you must not get a return for. Only then can it be called a sacrifice. Here I am spending money in the path of Allah. I am giving charity to some poor people. I am supporting a welfare activity. I am supporting a masjid. I am donating to the masjid. I am donating to a madrasa. I am donating to a school. I am donating to a hospital. I am donating to some good work being done. I am donating to fight oppression wherever it might be raising its ugly head. Whatever good work that I am donating for, what am I donating? I am donating what doesn't belong to me. I am donating what Allah gave me. Allah said, here it is, give it. I give $100 to my employee and I say, go and put it in this account. Whose name will be written as the donor in that account? My name or the name of my servant? Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave me everything. He owns everything. This is His mercy. This is the mercy and generosity of my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu and your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, who even when we spend what He gave us, which doesn't even belong to us, He told us He will give us a return, and that return is 1000% minimum. Minimum 10 times. This is His generosity and grace. So first condition for charity, it must belong to you, not satisfied. Second condition, you must not get a return, not satisfied. Then how is spending in the path of Allah sacrifice? So what is spending in the path of Allah? It is what the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood so well, which is why somebody like Abu Talha al-Ansari can come with this property worth in today's amount millions and say, Ya Rasulullah, I'm giving this in the path of Allah. Why is he saying that? Because he knows he is not going anywhere. He knows it is not going anywhere. He knows it is coming back to him in a much better form. He knows he is investing. Here is this script. Here is this insider information on the thing. You are running with the money and saying, please take this from me. Please take this. Buy, give me this script, give me this share, because I know this is what is going to happen to my money. It's going to get multiplied multifold. Sayyid Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, the hadith I narrated two Jumas ago, all of you know this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned home from somewhere. She said, Ya Rasulullah, somebody sent a sheep. I had it slaughtered. I gave away everything. I only kept one shoulder for you because you like to eat that meat. He said, Aisha, you kept the whole sheep except that shoulder. She said, I gave away everything except one shoulder. He said, Aisha, you kept everything except one shoulder. Because what you gave to Allah is preserved. It has been given into safekeeping. It has been given to be multiplied, multifold. What you keep, we will answer for. My brothers and sisters, this is a very important thing. This is the way we are going to love giving more than receiving. And this is the third secret to acing the test called life. Becoming first in the test called life. And what is that secret? To love giving more than receiving. And the people who know that, who do that, who are able to do that, are the people who understand that giving is not really giving. When it's talking about giving in the path of Allah, it is not giving, it is investing. It is not sacrifice, it is not net loss, it is an investment, it is net gain. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was sitting outside his house. A man came and he brought he came with a horse. And some narration says camel, whatever it was, he came with this animal and he said to Sayyidina Ali, will you... No, a man came, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was sitting outside his house and a man came asking for some alms, asking for some charity. He said, I'm in need, please help me. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said to his son, Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu, go inside and ask your mother if she has any money, please bring whatever she has. Sayyidah Fatimah al-Zahra bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam radiallahu anha, she had 6 dinar. So she gave. See the people. She could have given 1 dinar out of that. She could have given 5. He said, tell your mother, give whatever she has. She gives whatever she has. And she knows it's going for charity. She knows it's going for charity. He's not fooling her. He's not deceiving her, right? She gave her son 6 dinar. Sayyidina Ali takes the 6 dinar and gives it to the person who's asking. He goes away, thanks him, makes dua. So now they had 6 dinar. Now they have nothing. Net loss, net gain. Think about that. Then, little while later, a man comes with a horse and says to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, I want to sell this. Do you want to buy it? Sayyidina Ali said, how much? The man said, 120 dinar. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, well, I will buy it. I want to buy it. It's a beautiful horse. But I don't have 120 dinar right now. So if you like, what you can do is leave the horse here and come back tomorrow for the money. The man said, no problem. Alhamdulillah, we know you. And we trust you. So the man tethered the horse there and he went away. Sayyidina Ali is still sitting there. He's not doing anything, right? He's sitting there. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides to those who have taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. The one who has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides him and extracts him from his difficulties and provides him from sources he cannot imagine. Sayyidina Ali is sitting there. He's not moved from there. So now the horse is tied there next to him. A little while later, another man comes and he sees the horse. He says to Sayyidina Ali, MashaAllah, beautiful animal. Do you want to sell it? I'm looking for a horse. Do you want to sell it? I would like to buy it. Sayyidina Ali says, sure. The man says, how much? Sayyidina Ali says, 180 dinar. How much did he buy it for? 120 dinar. How much did he sell it for? 180 dinar. The man said, fine, fantastic, great price. Here is 180 dinar. He takes the horse, he goes away. The other man comes, the owner of the horse. Sayyidina Ali gives him 120 dinar, which was the agreed upon price for the horse. That man is happy, he's gone. How much is left? 60 dinar. He calls his son Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, and says, give this to your mother. How much did she give? 6 dinar. What did she get back? 60 dinar. 1:10 in this life itself. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu never had a doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns on the investment. That does not detract from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them when they meet him on the day of judgment. This is in this life itself. These are people who understood that spending in the path of Allah is not expenditure, it is investment. It is not sacrifice, it is investment. That I told you, remove the word sacrifice from your vocabulary. It does not exist. That is how, my brothers and sisters, we will learn to love giving more than receiving when we understand the meaning of giving, which is investment. That's why I sometimes say to people, give until it hurts. And when it hurts, know that the hurt is because of your lack of iman. It's because of the weakness of iman, not lack maybe, but weakness of iman. Because you have not understood what you are doing. You are doing it still thinking it's a good thing, and may Allah bless you, and may Allah protect you, and may Allah accept it from you, and may Allah give you the best reward. But you are not giving it with the real intention, with real understanding. Because if you gave it with real understanding, you would finish everything and you would say, find me more so I can invest more. Now, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us, don't give so much that your hand is tied to your neck. I mean, believe me, we are nowhere near that. So there's no danger of that ever happening. But I'm saying that give freely, give with an open heart and open mind, and give knowing that what we are investing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return it to us in the most beautiful form in keeping with His glory and majesty and grace. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to accept your Jumu'ah, to accept your Ibadat in Jumu'ah. I remind you and myself to send a lot of durood and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time, but especially in Jumu'ah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you that sa'a in Duma when He accepts du'as, and to enable you to make du'as which are beneficial for you and beneficial for all the Muslims and for all the people on the face of the earth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your dua and to give you with khair and afia, and then to add to it from His majesty and grace and generosity. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكوننا من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الابرار وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.